AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's imposing new sanctions on Russia's oil industry.
I think that they'll certainly have an impact. They're massive sanctions. It's sanctions on oil. The two biggest oil companies, among the biggest in the world, but they're Russian. They do a lot of oil.
The president says he's looking to bring President Vladimir Putin to the negotiating table.
Hopefully he'll become reasonable, and hopefully Zelensky will be reasonable, too. You know, it takes two to tango, as they say, and we're going to find out. They hate each other.
U.S. forces carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat in the waters off South America, this time the Eastern Pacific. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says it killed two people, bringing the death toll in eight attacks to at least 34. President Trump asked about it.
We have the greatest weapons in the world, and you see a little bit of it there. One shot, everyone dead center. And the only way you can't feel bad about it is you realize that you won't feel badly about it, is you realize that every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives.
The ceasefire in Gaza continues to hold, and Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel looking to push that agreement toward a long-term peace, while also trying to ease Israeli concerns that the Trump administration's dictating terms.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there? Again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
In North Carolina's Republican-led legislature has approved revised U.S. House maps. Majority Leader Brenton Jones says it
improves Republican political strength in eastern North Carolina and will bring in an additional Republican seat.
This is AP News. As Democrats and Republicans trade blame over the government shutdown, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley led Democrats as they seized the Senate floor for almost an entire 24-hour period to protest the Trump administration and to push for bipartisan negotiations for continuing health care credits that is the focal point of contention behind the government shutdown. Merkley spoke for more than 22 hours from 6:21 p.m. Tuesday.
Mr. President, I've come to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells.
To 5 p.m. Wednesday. His speech was one of the longest in Senate history, just short of a similar speech in April by Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. Booker broke the record with a speech that lasted longer than 25 hours, surpassing a speech by Senator Strom Thurmond in 1957. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.